Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself, the only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it, the Betty White of sports radio, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, September the 1st.
I know you're supposed to say it when you wake up, but rabbit. Good luck for the month if you say that when you wake up.
Rabbit.
I don't know the legend behind it, but that's what my parents told me to say on the first of every month. Give you good luck.
Rabbit.
I'll try to find the meaning of that right now.
Wesley Rabbit. Oh, all right. Well, I didn't say it first thing this morning, so.
Neither did I.
I don't know if it counts. Rabbit.
Yeah, there's no really meaning behind it. Apparently, it just it's just a North American and British thing that they do. Say rabbit.
Has no meaning whatsoever.
Nope. Apologize for starting the show like that. Here we go.
So you're not like going to hell or something if you don't do it, right?
I don't believe so. No, there's just pictures of bunnies on the screen now.
Okay, well, everybody needs a little bunny in their life, I guess. Anyway, Fan Talk, built by Baker Roofing. They've been in business over 100 years. One of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. It is a wonder or a miracle what 10 hours of sleep will do for you.
Is that right? Oh, so we got home after the show yesterday? Good timing?
I came back up here, dropped the equipment off of Luke, because I thought he was leaving today for Conway, and got home. And I was in bed by 8 o'clock. I was asleep.
You were asleep by 8 o'clock. That is awesome.
Well, again, for whatever reason, I could not go to sleep the night before. And I ain't going to lie to you. That was a long 3 hours on the radio yesterday.
Oh, absolutely.
I was
tired. You weren't here, but I could feel it. Like, all right, here we go.
I just wanted to lay down on some of that carpet down there and take a nap. But anyway, no time for rest today because we've got we got one of the busiest shows I think we've ever had.
Yeah, I've never been here, and we've had six guests on it. Today we've got six guests.
We've got our buddy Gene Sapikoff, his weekly visit coming up at 3:45, a monthly visit with Chris Pounder up on the Mount Pleasant Pier. Mm-hmm. Find out what's going on over there. 4 o'clock, former reporter for the state newspaper, and now with the Washington Post, Kent Babb. Those of you who follow the state newspaper might remember Kent, but he has a new book out called Across the River, Life, Death, and Football in an American City.
Oh, wow.
So we'll find out about that at 4 o'clock. We've got some audio from Shane Beamer at 4:25 in yesterday's press conference. Scotty Eisberg, we had to move him again today. Thank you, Scotty, if you're listening.
Appreciate it.
He's going to be with us at 4:45. And then our weekly visitor, Dr. David Geyer, coming up at 5:25. That's a lot.
The good doctor. Yeah, I'm excited to hear from him.
of course, in between all that, your phone calls are welcome. 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at FanTalk98.9. Lots of ways you can listen to us wherever you go. You can listen to us if you're at work, at your desk, CharlestonSportsRadio.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can get us on your Alexa devices. You can download the app for either your iPhone, your Android phone. Just go to the App Store or Google Play. Download ESPN 98.9 Charleston. And don't forget, all station apps are free and powered by the Curry Law Firm. And if you download the app now, you'll be eligible to win an Amazon.
Amazon,
yes. I said Amazon Echo, an Amazon.
Hey,
an
we can call
Amazon
it.
Echo device.
Great little device. You really want to have one.
Oh, an Amazon.
Amazon. We're going to keep running with that all day. Get your Amazon on, all right?
Oh, man. One day until Citadel open up their season, they'll be at Coastal Carolina tomorrow with 3 days until Clemson plays Georgia, 8 days until the NFL season opener. That'll be a week for tomorrow.
Here we go.
Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
America's team. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready to go, Bobby. Dak Prescott's ready, week one.
And that, I mean, it was so impressive in the preseason.
Oh, absolutely.
Just, I mean, you know, everybody is trying to get out of games with him.
Yeah, Ben DiNucci is a full-blown star, you know, full-blown star.
And we are 88 days into our Fan Talk Families Radiothon. That'll be coming up on Thursday, November the 18th. So, anyway, other than a little hoarseness, which I thought I had that problem licked, but apparently I don't.
It's all right.
Other than that, we're okay. A couple of scores from yesterday, in case you missed it. River Dogs continue to win. They beat Columbia 8-1, so a good start to their road trip this week. They're now 72-31 on the season. Dodgers beat the Braves last night 3-2. Braves now 70-61, 2.5 games up on the Phillies. Phillies beat the Nationals last night 12-6. That was their fifth straight win. Mets over the Marlins last night, 6-5. Mets only 5.5 games back now. Brewers beat the Giants 6-2. That was the Giants' third straight loss. Their lead over the Dodgers now down to 0.5 game. And the Angels beat the Yankees 6-4. The Yankees, who had won, 13 straight, have now lost 4 straight ball games. So just a few things that happened yesterday in the world of sports. So River Dogs are in Columbia tonight. Charleston Battery in action tonight. That'll be at 7 o'clock. They are at Hartford. And then at 10 o'clock tonight, Braves and Dodgers. And we'll have that for you on 94.7 FM and 910 AM. And we got Gamecock football tonight.
Ooh, football.
Yes.
Gamecock football.
Gamecock football.
What's going on?
UAB at Jacksonville State.
Here we go. Yeah, I know. I was looking at the lines for that game. I mean, it is. I'm excited to see this Jacksonville State team play.
Jacksonville State Gamecocks.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Now, would people say that they are the real Gamecocks?
Who said? Who are those people?
I don't know. I mean, I heard in the rumor mills that might be trending on Twitter right now.
Who damn people?
I know. I mean, look, Jacksonville State. They in the FCS. They've been a pretty good program.
Yeah, the other day, is the Clemson quarterback still there?
Ooh, good question.
Zarek Cooper? Couldn't be. He's got to be graduating by now. I think he was there.
He is still on the roster, Zarek Cooper, yeah.
So he's probably the starting quarterback.
I believe so, yeah. And they're actually underdogs by 16.5 points. If you're telling me this guy can play.
Man, you know, ain't no ham like Birmingham. Come on, UAB. Come on, man. It's not even a contest. UAB, Jacksonville State, that game being played in Montgomery, Alabama tonight at 7:30. So, is Zarek Cooper still there?
Mm-hmm. Still there. Still there. Where's number 6?
Well, I guess it was him, Hunter Johnson, Trevor Lawrence. Was that all in that same class, I guess?
I do believe they were all together. Hunter Johnson might have been – was he not a year before Lawrence?
Gosh, I'd have to go back.
Yeah.
Hunter Johnson started at Northwestern. He beat out Ryan Alinsky.
Yeah, look at that. Carolina Clemson boys going to Northwestern.
So you get to see the former Clemson Tiger quarterback tonight, Zarek Cooper. So,
yeah.
Another reason to watch.
Oh, yeah, I'll be watching. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Because you have a Division I going against an FCS tonight.
Yeah, you know, and UAB, they didn't
But Jacksonville State's one of the better FCS schools.
Yeah, I feel like they're in the FCS playoffs almost every year.
Right. So, there you go. So something on your sports agenda for tonight. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. As we take our first look at your ride home, there are some problems. Orangeburg in front of Knightsville Elementary School. We do have reports of a wreck Also an accident in College Park at 17A. The only other problem being reported right now is an accident in University in front of CSU right near the interstate. Do expect delays. Starting to see heavy traffic on the Mark Clark westbound approaching the interstate. If you are trying to travel out on 61, it's still looking good. Downtown might be starting to tap the brakes, but it's not looking too bad just quite yet. Be careful as you make your way home. Visit the Holy City Farmers Market every Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. Drink on Noisette Creek as you shop crafts and goods from local vendors and farmers. Visit holycitybrewing.com for more info and for online ordering. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Lowcountry Group, making home buying simple. Here's your afternoon forecast. Tropical rainstorm Ida will affect the area late this afternoon to this evening. Humid with a high around 87, humid tonight as well with a low around 75. Partly sunny Thursday with a high around 86. Looking ahead, sunny the rest of the week and mostly sunny this holiday weekend. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon. If you're a board certified proven real estate agent and are looking for a home to further your career, the Exit Realty Lowcountry Group is the perfect option. Corwin J. Millett and his team offers many benefits to those who don't want to work a traditional 9-to-5. Here is your opportunity to use your skill to help others find their dream homes or commercial property. If you are self-driven, goal-oriented, and enjoy creating wealth, call today, 843-619-3005, or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's E-X-I-T, lowcountry.com.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarland cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Azalea is my world. When I heard that she had a tumor, everything just became dark. When I came to St. Jude, I started to get back some light in my life.
On top of first class, best care, you will never receive a bill so that you can focus on this child. The only thing we had to worry about was just keeping Azalea comfortable. St. Jude saved her life, and it saved us as a family.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
I had this illness that really made me powerless over alcohol and that insisted that I got drunk. And so I got drunk. It doesn't have anything to do with trying to control it. An alcoholic who picks up the first drink will pick up the second drink. I can't say to anyone, no, don't drink. But I can say that when you decide you don't want to drink, come to AA. The door to AA is always open. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Papa John.
Papa John.
Papa John. Rabbit, rabbit.
Rabbit, rabbit. Let's keep saying it.
Hi, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon. By the way, not only is it Rabbit Rabbit Day, it is Barbecue Burrito Day over at Home Team Barbecue. All locations, go over there and get you a good barbecue burrito. Get you some of that Alabama white sauce. Dip that burrito in that. Promise you. You'll thank me.
Do yourself a favor. It is amazing.
Good stuff there. Good stuff. Also, on this date, back in 2007, maybe the biggest upset in college football happened. One of the biggest upsets in sports, that would be Appalachian State.
Yep.
Went to Michigan and beat them in the Big House.
Yeah. Oh, what an awesome game.
Which wasn't so big back then. Right. You know, but anyway, so that happened on this day in 2007. So anyway, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. You're wondering what Clemson and Georgia are going to be wearing. A spokesman from the Duke's Mayonnaise Bowl came out. Georgia's going to wear white jerseys, silver pants, red helmets. Clemson's going to wear orange jerseys, white pants, and orange helmets.
Mm, very nice.
For those of you who like to keep up.
Well, it's good, you know. It's to know what we're wearing. Good to watch those two colors.
So Georgia's going to be wearing them silver britches on Saturday night. Clemson's men's soccer team off to a 2-0 start. They are ranked fourth in this week's United Soccer Coaches Poll. We do have one cancellation and high school football that I know it may be more. This is the only one I know of right now here locally. The Ashley Ridge Stratford game has been canceled. Ashley Ridge is now going to travel to Wilson.
Mm, okay, awesome.
So there you go. So there's that.
That, you know, probably some more cancellations will happen as the week goes on, but we're hoping not. Hopefully getting under control.
How about this? Fun fact. You ready for this?
I am.
Clemson has never won a national championship in football without a quarterback from Georgia.
That's a very interesting stat. That's a very interesting stat.
Homer Jordan, who was from Athens.
Mm-hmm.
You had Deshaun Watson from Gainesville and Trevor Lawrence from Cartersville.
They got some dogs over there in Georgia. They know how to win. They know how to win.
Fun fact number two. You ready for this?
Fun fact Wednesday.
Week one, Mac Jones will be the quarterback for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Will be going up against Tua with the Dolphins. The last time two Alabama quarterbacks played against each other in the same game, 1983.
Wow.
Richard Todd of the Jets went against Kenny Stabler of the Saints.
I mean, it makes sense. There hasn't been a ton of, like, really good.
I mean, Alabama's got three starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, that 2018 roster they had with Hurts, Tua, and Mac Jones, and then Smith and Najee Harris and Damian Harris. I mean, unbelievable roster.
I mean, they've had a couple that have made NFL teams.
Right.
And Bart Starr, which was ages ago. You had Richard Todd with the Jets, and
the legend, A.J. McCarron.
I'm talking about starting quarterback
right.
In the NFL. There haven't been many Alabama quarterbacks start in the NFL,
mm-mm,
and they've got three that will start next week.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the changing of the offenses.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bob, there's some college games coming up this Thursday.
Yeah, there's a bunch of games tomorrow night.
Okay, what we got that's interesting?
What?
I'm going back with Comcast myself. I got all that sports stuff, so I'll be able to keep up. I got SEC and more sports deal, and it's going to be a lot better, you know, than that satellite and always going out and blah, blah, blah. So every time it rains, you know, it ain't good in Georgia. So, but anyway, I was thinking about the college games. You know, who's playing Thursday then? I can't pick y'all up. Can't hear what you know.
Well, how do you know to call then if you can't pick us up?
I know the number. I could dial 10 numbers. It's still the same number. Now, if you change numbers on me, damn, you know, there's something rotten in Denmark, but otherwise, I still know the number you have for 30 years. I'm not that old yet.
What are you sitting in a microwave oven or something? What the hell is that noise?
Radiation room?
No, I got Westerns going. It's that Big Valley.
Hey, there's a bunch of games on tomorrow night. Ohio State plays tomorrow night, Dave.
Yeah.
I know how big of an Ohio State fan you are.
No, I'm just a fan of college football, but Ohio State's going to be a good game. You know, hopefully they'll be better than, I hate to say it, Jim, than the Cubs. You know, you're not going to play that song again, are you?
No, no, we won't. But
you don't want to insult Jim anymore.
You've got Ohio State in Minnesota. You got East Carolina taking on Appalachian State, which I think that game's in
That'd
Charlotte.
That'd be a good game there.
As well, South Florida, NC State, Boise State, Central Florida. Citadel plays tomorrow night.
There's a whole slate of games. It's good.
Okay, cool. They'd be on cable network?
Some are on ESPN, ESPNU, Fox, SEC Network. There's about 10 or 15 games tomorrow night.
Wow, that's a lot of games. What about Saturday? They're not going to be all cooked out. Oh, yeah, Saturday would be a good big day, right?
Yeah, big day, big day.
Because the SEC channel will be busy. How about Florida? Who are they playing?
Florida's got Florida Atlantic on Saturday.
You know, I'm talking about Florida Gators.
They have Florida Atlantic.
What were you just saying?
Huh?
They just told you who they were playing.
You said South Florida, didn't you?
No, you asked about Florida. He said Florida is playing Florida Atlantic.
Oh, that ain't no game. Florida's going to cream them.
Well, why ask about them then?
Well, I was just curious because it was Spurrier, you know.
That'll be on the SEC Network, 7:30.
Cool. Okay. All right.
See,
what about, I won't get the Comcast till the 13th, but, you know, I get the Echo thing, the Alexa. Is that a guy or a girl?
I think it's a girl.
Oh, no, I don't need another wife. Two wives on the same day. All right. I guess Alexa, is that easier to tell it what to do? You know, to pick you guys up?
Yeah, it's very easy. Very easy.
Just say you want 98.9 and it'll...
ESPN 98.9 Charleston.
Well, that's what a wife's supposed to do. But series? No.
All right, Dave, I got to go.
All right, talk to you later.
We got to take a break. Gene Sapikoff coming up here in just a minute. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM.
If you're going to kick off the playoffs, why not do it big?
Green flag is up.
Like Crown Jewel Event Big. Like two races for the price of one big. The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series and NASCAR Cup Series. Two races, one epic Sunday. The playoffs begin at Darlington with the 72nd running of the Southern 500, September 4th through the 5th. Adult tickets start at $50, with kids starting at just $10. Get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com. South Carolina is just right.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new Super iTech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with the free 2-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
Every moment you are bombarded with radio and TV ads pleading for your business before you are even involved in a wreck. Stop. Your life is more than a wreck. And Eduardo Curry of the Curry Law Firm offers more, specializing in criminal, injury, family, probate, and wills. They care and are ready to help. Call them today.
The Curry Law Firm. Real lawyers. Real results. 767-5284.
767-5284.
Whether it's time to replace your roof, windows, or siding, Baker Roofing has been providing good work for over 100 years. Our quality has stood the test of time, and now you can receive the same quality through budget-conscious financing. Baker Roofing offers affordable monthly payments without compromising quality and trust. Our financing options are simple and straightforward and allow our trusted roofs to be even more affordable. Pre-qualify today at BakerRoofing.com. That's BakerRoofing.com. Baker Roofing. Always good work.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ah! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon. Don't forget our yearly pick'em contest, our weekly pick'em contest back this year.
Let's go.
I guess I should say. You got to get your picks in by 5 o'clock Friday. All you have to do is go to our website, charlestonsportsradio.com, and make your picks, and you could be the winner of a Fan Zone gift card. So time now for our weekly visit with our good buddy Gene Sapikoff of the Post and Courier. Gene, how are you today?
Great, Bobby. And the thing some people probably don't realize about that bumper music is that, just to make clear, not just some people were dancing in the moonlight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody was. That's absolutely right. Hey, speaking of pick-up contests, are y'all doing one in the paper? Did I miss it this week? Or are you...
We're foregoing that for this season, but it may be brought back for 2022. Not really sure at this point.
Okay, I just wondered. I know all those people get a kick out of out-picking you.
Yeah, and sometimes that's been pretty easy to do, but, we'll see. It's early in the season, so I'll be making picks here and there, but...
Yeah, well, college football's here. We got a game tonight. Really, some good games tomorrow night. Some really good games Saturday for the weekend. So, if you're not ready for college football, it is too late because it is here.
Yeah, this is going to be great. I mean, like you said, there's two really cool games tomorrow, at least for us in the Palmetto State with Coastal Carolina and the Citadel, and a lot of eyes on that East Carolina App State game. East Carolina, of course, the Gamecocks' next opponent, and I expect App State and Coastal Carolina to be going at it for that division championship in the Sun Belt.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun to watch. And then Saturday, you got Louisiana playing Texas. That's going to be an interesting game.
Absolutely. I mean, Billy Napier is going to give those guys all they want. I mean, this could be his best team. And, the Sun Belt really acquitted itself last year with some huge upsets, and they might do it again.
All right. Well, let's start with talking about the Citadel. They go to Coastal Carolina tomorrow night. And really, if you go back to Joe Moglia, kind of got it all started. Jamie Chadwell takes over. And what they've done in Conway, been very impressive. And now you get a Citadel team that comes in tomorrow night. And, Jamie Chadwell, as far as I know, has no love for the Citadel going back to his Charleston Southern days.
Well, I have a column on Jamie. Spent some time with him this week, Bobby, and I didn't bring it up. he brought it up, saying, just tell the Citadel I'm not going to be bringing a broom to this game. So that was some salt in the wound of the Bulldogs and Citadel fans in 2015 when Jamie brought out the broom after the victory at Johnson-Hagood Stadium. But this Coastal Carolina team is just terrific, you know, ranked number 22. And just to illustrate how they have vaulted into, you know, Sun Belt Conference and national respect, 3 years ago, Phil Steele, in his preseason All-Sun Belt team, had one Chanticleer on the team. This year, eight Chanticleers on the Sun Belt first team preseason for Phil Steele. I mean, just a lot of respect out there for what Jamie Chadwell and his very underrated staff have done there in Conway, Bobby.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't have to go that far back. I think 2012, 2013, I think, South Carolina beat that team. Joe Mogley was the coach, 70-10. So they've come a long, long way up in Conway, that's for sure.
Yeah, they really have. And I mean, I don't think most half the Power Five teams would really want any part of them. Look what they did when they faced Zach Wilson, who's starting for the New York Jets and BYU last year. They win that game 22-17 after game day was at Coastal Carolina. And you just have to kind of scratch your head to say, game day was at Coastal Carolina, and they're ranked number 22 in the preseason poll. It's just crazy for those of us who have followed college football around here for a long time to say things like that.
Right. And in fairness, I guess I should mention that big win, 70-10 or whatever it was, Coastal had a playoff game the next week, and Joe Mogley just elected basically not to play anybody. So in fairness to that, that's kind of a one-sided situation there. Let's move on down to Columbia. Shane Beamer era gets underway Saturday night against Eastern Illinois. I don't know if you got a chance to watch any of the Panthers game last weekend. They're not very good, but I guess I'll ask you, do you like games like this, or would you rather see either the money games go to a state school or do away with these money games?
I hate to say it, but I lean away toward the concept of doing away with the money games. But as Shane Beamer was saying the other day, and I've been advocating this for literally decades, Bobby, there should be spring football in which, you know, teams play against each other. And in this case now, I'd like to see more money games between Power Five teams and no more play in the FCS teams. But in the spring, you have exhibition games, or in the preseason in August, you have exhibition games against FCS teams in which the FCS teams get all that money. There needs to be some way to keep FCS football going. That's an entry-level thing for fans to get into college football, and it's just great experience for the athletes, the coaches, and the fans. But just from an entertainment perspective, who wants to see games like that, you know?
Right, and especially when 30 minutes after kickoff, you've got the best game of the weekend in Clemson and Georgia playing. I mean, who wants to watch, you know, it's because these, you know, no offense to Eastern Illinois, but what I saw Saturday, they're not a very good football team. And it's Carolina should be able to beat them as bad as they want to. And I don't know how much you learn from something like that.
Well, I don't think you learn much. I will say this. In this particular situation in which South Carolina is, you know, has a new coach, a new coaching staff, coordinators, you know, learning as they go, and with Zeb Nolan trying to knock the rust off and maybe Jason Brown hopefully getting in there too, this could be just what the doctor ordered for the Gamecocks. But, yeah, it's going to be much different when they knock helmets with the East Carolina team in Greenville, North Carolina, the next week.
Right, and as expected, Zeb Nolan, he's going to get to start Saturday. I'm guessing we'll see several quarterbacks playing this game. And basically, Shane Beamer's goal probably work on the execution, don't get hurt, get the win, and then let's get ready for East Carolina.
Yeah, I'd say the over-under on quarterbacks taking snaps is 3.5, and that definitely doesn't include Luke Doty, who they want to just keep rehabbing and getting healthy for East Carolina, or at least for Georgia, on September 18th. The thing that I like about Zeb Nolan is, well, the main thing I like is the kid's so poised and just such a great guy and so smart and coach's son and all that. But, Bobby, this guy has ties to Shane Beamer that go way back to 2018 when Beamer was an assistant coach at Oklahoma. Zeb Nolan started a game for Iowa State against then number five Oklahoma. Iowa State was an 18-point underdog. It was 37-27, and Zeb Nolan threw for 360 yards and two touchdowns in that game against Oklahoma. This guy can obviously play.
Yeah, you can't stop Zeb. You can only hope to contain him. That's what I'm saying. So, but anyway, of course, the biggest game of the weekend, number five, Georgia, number three, Clemson, playing up in Charlotte. The winner, obviously, gets a top five win. But it gets interesting for the loser. In your opinion, who does the loss hurt more in this game, Clemson or Georgia?
Bobby, it's not even close. It hurts Clemson way more. Georgia has a chance in the SEC championship game to redeem itself. And, you know, with not such a tough schedule relative to the SEC, I think they're going to get there unscathed after the Clemson game. Clemson has no other top 25 teams on the schedule. I do not see NC State, Boston College, or Florida State jumping up in there. Maybe they'll squeeze into the top 25, but they're not going to be in the top 10. And if Clemson loses, Bobby, they have to wait at least until the ACC championship game to sort of show the College Football Playoff Committee that they can win against a good team. And even at that, they better hope that they're playing like an undefeated or one loss North Carolina or Miami or something like that.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting to see in the poll that comes out next week where the loser of this game drops. I don't think they'll drop very far.
Yeah, I don't think the loser will drop very far. The winner will probably be number two, depending on what happens at Miami-Alabama game. If Miami keeps it close against Alabama, the winner conceivably could be number one. But, yeah, none of that really matters. I think we know that the winner is in tremendous shape for the College Football Playoff, and the loser is going to have some work to do. But like I said, there's definitely a path for Georgia, and I think Kirby Smart absolutely knows that. And he was talking to us on Zoom this week saying, you know, we're going to get better. And Dabo keeps saying they're not awarding a national championship on Saturday night in Charlotte. So we'll see how it goes, but right, it should be a terrific ball game.
Speaking of Kirby, in 5 years, Kirby Smart, he's 52-14 since taking over Georgia. He's been in the SEC championship game three times. He's been in the national championship game and that loss to Alabama. That would be good enough at 99.9% of the football programs in the country. Yet, with Kirby Smart, there's a feeling that Georgia has something to prove. They've got to show the rest of college football that they can win a game like this.
Well, not just that. Georgia and their fan base has just been itching to play Clemson throughout this College Football Playoff era. And as many times as they've played historically, and I think it's like 64 times, they have yet to meet since the College Football Playoff concept started. Georgia, basically, the theory goes that if Georgia was in the ACC, they would be Clemson with two national titles. So here's their chance to prove it. Saturday night at 7:30 in downtown Charlotte.
Right. One baseball note real quick. Final month of the season underway starting tonight. As a Braves fan, I think it's going to be fun to watch. NL West will be fun to watch. So September baseball is going to be interesting as well.
Right, Bobby. And here it goes. After tonight's game, and they have to go against Max Scherzer, that's going to be tough. But four games against the Rockies, three against Washington, three against Miami, and three more against the Rockies. That is as soft as it gets in baseball, and I think the Braves are really going to put some cushion between them and any other competition in the division and just be in great shape. And that will allow Brian Snitker and everybody else to kind of toy with the rotation as they go into the playoffs, and that could be huge.
Yeah, absolutely. What is, besides the ones you have to cover, Carolina, Clemson, and the Citadel, what is the one game this weekend you're looking most forward to watching?
I'll tell you what game intrigues me, and it's Friday night. It's North Carolina at Virginia Tech. Is North Carolina for real? Does Justin Fuente finally win a big game, which I don't think he's done since he got to Blacksburg? I think that game's pretty fascinating. I mean, there's a lot of them. I want to see if Miami has any shot at Alabama, and there's some other cool games. But, yeah, I'm kind of interested in that North Carolina-Virginia Tech game.
I agree. Gene, it's always good stuff. Appreciate you. I'm assuming you'll be in Charlotte Saturday night.
Yes, I'll be in Charlotte, but keeping an eye on the Gamecocks and the Zeb Noland era.
That's right. Zeb ball. Don't forget it.
That's right.
You can't stop Zeb Noland. You can only hope to contain him.
Hop on the Zeb train. That's everybody. Right. Heisman Trophy winner.
All right. Gene is always good stuff. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Gene Savikoff. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll visit with Chris Pounder over at the Mount Pleasant Pier. Find out what's going on there. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
We only have a few problems being reported. An accident, Orangeburg, in front of Knightsville Elementary School. Use caution in the area there. College Park at 17A. We're still getting reports of a wreck. And we have reports now of a brand new accident, Cane Bay at State Road. Heavy traffic is building in Somerville and in West Ashley. Also, watch for heavy traffic on the Mark Park westbound downhill bridge all the way up to I-26. Everything else still seems to be moving at a pretty good pace. Do be careful as you try and travel. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accident. Contact the Conover Law Firm. Call 843-829-HURT. That's 843-829-4878. And remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate. 767-5284. 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Home Telecom. Visit homesc.com to learn more. Live life ahead with Home Telecom. Here's your afternoon forecast. Tropical rainstorm Ida will affect the area late this afternoon to this evening. Humid with a high around 87, humid tonight as well with a low around 75. Partly sunny Thursday with a high around 86. Looking ahead, sunny the rest of the week and mostly sunny this holiday weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
My daughter wanted to watch funny videos on the internet, but I worried about what might pop up. So I got my Wi-Fi Extreme from Home Telecom. I can set up safe search filters and set screen time limits. And I feel safer about her on the internet. Plus, my Wi-Fi Extreme means faster speed and better coverage throughout my home.
Upgrade to my Wi-Fi Extreme for only $5.95 a month for a limited time.
Maybe I should do some tickety talks.
Mom!
My Wi-Fi Extreme from Home Telecom. Learn more at homesc.com.
So it's football Sunday and he's got the guys coming over, and that means lots of cooking, eating, and excitement. Next thing you know, disposal stops working and the toilet's clogged. I'm like, it's Sunday, who's gonna come fix these now? One of the guys says, call Plum Pro. They offer service 24/7 and their work is 100% guaranteed. Yep, the plumbing pros saved our pro football Sunday.
Plumbing boys, just call the pros. 843-940-PROS. Plum Pro.
Thick thighs save lives, y'all. And in this case, they are saving the Lowcountry from the national chicken wing shortage. From the creators of Wingstop, let me introduce y'all to Thighstop. Delicious thighs the whole family can enjoy. Visit Thighstop.com to place your order or check them out on DoorDash for delivery.
Shortness of breath, patients confused, temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
I know God in the middle of here.
talking mad about me when they see that I'm a missing. But I'd rather be on the lake with my mind on God than in church with my mind on fishing.
All right, welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon. A couple of scores in Major League Baseball. One final, Cardinals beat the Reds 5-4. That is in seven innings. That is the first of two. Their game yesterday got postponed. Rangers lead the Rockies 5-2. That game in the bottom of the fourth inning. And in the top of the first, no score. Padres and the Diamondbacks. Time out to check in and find out what's happening over at the Mount Pleasant Pier. And for that, we bring in our good buddy, Chris Pounder. Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bobby. I appreciate that fishing song intro. You know, it kind of puts you in the mood.
There you go. So how you been?
Man, we're good. Fishing's been pretty good. I can't complain. You know, the water's a little muddy with stuff going on out there with the dredge, but there's still some real nice fish to be had. I mean, we've seen nice trout, we've seen nice flounder, but I mean, there's so much to do out there besides just fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's such a great facility right over there under the Ravenel Bridge over in Mount Pleasant. Tons of things. I'm guessing, Chris, it's a fishing pier, but it's also a cool place. I imagine you just get a lot of people just coming out there walking around, being right near the water.
You're right. I mean, the sunsets out there are epic. You know, we've got people out there every night with their cameras and their families. I mean, there's 13 hotels within a 1 mile radius, so we got all sorts of people out there. But if you don't have a pen and paper, I mean, the best place I would send you to right now, I'd say go to charlestoncountyparks.com. I know I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but I was looking at my notes, and we got so many events coming up that talking about them here for a minute is not going to do them justice.
Right. You've got, I know next weekend's a big weekend. You've got a fishing tournament. That night you've got shagging on the Cooper. So talk about those two events real quick.
Absolutely. Well, shagging on the Cooper September 11th sold out, but we still have tickets available for the October 23rd. So, you know, if you want to come out and shake your moneymaker, go ahead and get those tickets for the 23rd, get those in advance. We are bringing the cast off fishing tournaments back. This will be the first one in over a year. We're really excited to get back to those. Saturday, September the 11th, registration is available on site, 7 a.m., just $5 plus the daily fishing fee. We got some great tackle prizes and gifts from one of our sponsors in Coca-Cola. If you're not into fishing, you want to get out there and do a little exercise, we got Starlight Yoga September 16th. If you've got dogs and you're looking to get out, put your dog in the water, this is the one time a year we let dogs in our water parks. Saturday, September the 11th and Sunday, September 12th. Saturday the 11th at Splash Island, Sunday the 12th at Whirling Waters. You need to register in advance. You need to get those tickets because these events do sell out. But it's the one time a year we open up our water parks after the Labor Day weekend, which, by the way, is also the last weekend for the water parks to be open for humans. But Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th, we've got dog days at two different water parks. The list goes on and on, man. You got to check out the charlestoncountyparks.com site. They'll do a lot better job than I will making sure you guys are up to date on all the different goings on.
I bet dogs at the water park, I bet that's pretty cool.
It really is. I mean, it took years to get something like this approved. No, you can't do this with people in the water. But what it is the humans can only go in up to about knee deep, but the dogs have a blast. It's pretty neat.
Yep, absolutely. And, of course, you've got the great gift shop food out there. You can actually just go out there in your car. You can rent fishing equipment. You can eat. You really don't have to bring anything.
You don't. I mean, the Riverwatch Cafe and Gift Shop on the pier has got everything you need for a day of fishing. We got frozen bait. We rent rods. Got great sandwiches made with boar's head meats and cheeses. We do our own hand-spun milkshakes and handmade smoothies. None of this machine stuff being broken at some of those fast food places. So it's a great spot to visit, and you want to grab a beer and watch the sunset, we got that too.
Right, absolutely. Well, Chris, I know you're ready for football season, aren't you?
Amen. I hope this quarterback experiment the Gamecocks have going on Saturday works out.
Now, is there a TV at the pier if somebody wants to come out there and watch a football game?
Man, if you could figure out a way to pull that off, not currently, but it is something I have considered and we've worked on. And I'm working all weekend, but I will be off in time to catch the games I want to watch this weekend.
Yeah, maybe think of that. Maybe me a viewing party or something for a big game. I mean, Lord knows y'all don't need me making suggestions. Y'all got enough stuff going on out there. So you say that the Shaggin' on the Cooper sold out on September 11th?
Saturday the 11th, September 11th is sold out. There are still tickets available for October 23rd.
Okay. All right. So if you want to shag, find somebody that bought a ticket and go with them, or you have to wait to October, right?
Yes, sir. These are hot tickets, man. You got to get them early.
Chris, as always, good stuff, man. Appreciate you. And if we can do anything for you, let us know, and we'll talk soon, okay?
All right, Bobby. Take it easy.
Hey, that's somebody, Chris Pounder, over at the Mount Pleasant Pier. All right, we got River Dogs in Columbia tonight. We got the Battery at Hartford tonight. Mm. This is their only game this week.
Oh, wow. Nice.
They play next
days.
Wednesday, I think, at home against Tampa, if my memory serves me correctly. So no weekend game for the Battery. Probably because College of Charleston soccer is starting
right
up.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, they are getting
the stadium. So I'm guessing. So Braves and Dodgers tonight, that game 10 o'clock. And, again, we'll have that on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. College football tonight. Ain't no ham like Birmingham going against Jacksonville State, the mighty Gamecocks.
The one and only Gamecocks, absolutely. Absolutely.
And don't Google this. What state is Jacksonville State in?
It's not in Florida. I'll tell you that, right? Can I get one hit?
It's not in Florida.
Not in Florida.
Yeah.
Missouri.
Alabama.
Oh, where in Alabama? What? Is it Jacksonville, Alabama?
I don't think it's Jacksonville, Alabama. I know they're in Alabama, though. That's a good question. I should know that, but I don't. So you caught me off guard. But yeah, it's not in Jacksonville.
It's in Florida. Jacksonville, Alabama. Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
The Gamecocks and the Blazers.
And the Blazers, yeah, UAB. They didn't have a team 4 years ago.
Right. I think UAB, if I'm not mistaken, is building or either they've built a new stadium.
Yeah.
In Birmingham?
Yeah, they're gaining some traction. You know, they shut down the program a year later. They bring it back, and it seems like they're on a good trajectory.
Yep, absolutely. I'll probably watch a little bit of that tonight.
Fun fact.
Hey, it's football.
Yeah, no, it's football. I do have another fun fact. Fun fact of the day. Country singer Sam Hunt, he's definitely a bro country guy, played quarterback at the University of Alabama, Birmingham.
Did he really?
Yep. He was on the Kansas City Chiefs roster.
We need to get them little dolls singing. It's a small, small world.
It's a small
world. You just want to shoot them people after anybody into that right. You just want to choke them by that. So, anyway, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. We're about out of time here. We got to save some money. We're going to have a little time. I got to get all this stuff in because we got so many guests lined up today.
We do. I mean,
busy day.
I've never seen a sheet like this.
For some reason, Texas A&M is giving Jimbo Fisher an extension.
Mm.
Guaranteed $9 million a year.
That's a lot of money. That's about what Dabo's making, right?
Okay, he had a great year last year.
Yes.
He had a contract $75 million.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not look around at what's going on at some other schools and say, maybe these long-term extensions aren't a good idea?
Yeah, and there's also a lot of young coaching talent that's coming up in the ranks that you might want to keep an eye on for a team like Texas A&M.
Yeah, I mean, not the Jimbo Fisher. I mean, he has done well.
Mm-hmm.
But he did well at Florida State, and it went down the tubes.
Oh, yeah.
Very quickly.
Like almost in like an 8-month period, it went down the drain.
I don't know why you would lock into another long-term extension, guaranteed salary, $9 million a year.
Hmm.
Google Will Muschamp.
Google?
No,
right
not
now.
You.
Oh.
Texas A&M.
Oh, yeah. See what happened there.
and see how much we had to pay. Look at what Nebraska's facing.
Yeah.
$20 million
yeah.
If they want to get rid of Scott Frost.
That's a horrible position to be in.
I mean, if he gets under 4 years, yeah, you're giving him extension. But not now. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Your auto glass should always have a clear view. That's why you call Clear View Auto Glass free mobile service. Their friendly certified technicians will do an amazing job on your windshield. Locally owned, Clear View Auto Glass saves you time, money, and works with all insurance companies. That's why Charleston has trusted Clear View Auto since 1996. 843-569-3300. That's 843-569-3300.
Step into the Boot Jack. Try us on for size. There's value at the Boot Jack. You won't believe your eyes.
Your work won't wait for you to get a comfortable pair of work boots. That's why the Boot Jack stocks so many work and safety shoes and boots here in the Lowcountry. Over 150 styles of work and safety footwear from brands like Timberland Pro, Carhartt, Wolverine, and Keen. If you need a comfortable pair of work boots for yourself or need to set up a safety footwear program for your company, the Boot Jack's trained staff can help you find the right fit. And when you add Carhartt workwear, it just gets better. For the best in selection of work and safety footwear in the Lowcountry, it's the Boot Jack on Rivers Avenue in North Charleston, Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in West Ashley, and just down from Nexon in Somerville. Locally owned and family operated, celebrating over 40 years in the Lowcountry.
For boots and work shoes, step into the Boot Jack. Step into the Boot Jack.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Honda.
This is Gary Foy of Stokes Honda Rivers Avenue. I'm here with my right-hand man, Tony Biesenberg. Hey, Tony, what's the biggest advantage of working with one of the top-performing Honda dealers in the Carolinas?
Gary, it's the fact that even when the entire industry is experiencing a shortage, Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue still has over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles available, and we're pricing them fairly with no additional markup.
That's right, folks. We've got over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles all priced at the absolute best deal possible with no additional markup. And, folks, you still can finance your new Honda at 0% APR up to 48 months with zero down. Plus, we'll give you up to 200% of KBB for your trade in any condition. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me, Gary Fuller, or Tony Biesenberg at Stokes Honda, 8650 Rivers Avenue, or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. From
Straight over allowance, $4,000, $20, 80% per month, $1,000, 48 months, 0 APR, 0 down, plus tax, includes $1,950 administration fee, approved credit, offers don't combine.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
The ESPN 98.9 mobile app is free to add to your Apple and Android device. And right now, if you download the app, you will be qualified to win your very own Alexa Echo. For more streaming fun, song requests, shout outs, and more, go to our website right now. Search apps. Get ready to win.
Oh my God!
Powered by the Curry Law Firm. Real lawyers, real results. Download the app now. The ESPN 98.9 mobile app.
Vinning Liquor and Spirits is Charleston's premier destination for liquor and wine. Whether you're having a big birthday bash, a small social gathering, a special event, catering a function small or large, or tailgating with your friends and family, Vinning Liquor and Spirits is your one-stop shop for liquor and wine located at 4300 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston. Vinning Liquor and Wine, great store, great prices, and great customer service. Stop in today.
I guess I called AA because alcohol didn't work anymore. Drinking used to give me a sense of meaning in life. I called AA not knowing what to expect. Certainly not cheerfulness, but that's what I got. People had humor. They seemed to be at ease. I hung around. Now I feel much more comfortable with myself and the people around me. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
WTMZ, 98.9 FM. WTMZ, 910 AM and 94.7 FM. W234CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. But
Hey, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this One Hit Wonder Wednesday.
That's what it is. Trying to do it. Got a couple good ones.
Who sings that?
Mark Cohn, I believe. Yeah. How you say his last name. C-O-H.